donkey. Eeyore. Anybody else besides Eeyore? Who do you like? Shrek donkey. He's a good one. What's the donkey from Shrek? What's his name?
Donkey.
Donkey, that's all? He's a good one. Do you have another one, Bailey?
Zebra donkey.
Oh, the old zebra donkey. A real one. What's your favorite donkey? Donkey, all right. Donkey, is that how you say it? I don't even know. I saw Shrek for 5 minutes at Disneyland. That's about my experience there. You guys, today is Palm Sunday, and I want to read just a passage from the book of Matthew that I thought I had marked, but apparently I didn't. Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11, says this. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage and the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there, with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell them that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of them and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet, from Nazareth in Galilee." Hosanna means save. And what I want us to think about today is this donkey. And before I tell you just about that donkey, I want to just give you a little background on this, especially so us older folks can understand what's going on here. Since chapter 16, Jesus has been kind of moving towards going into Jerusalem. He's preparing for this final encounter with humanity while he's here on earth with us, this encounter at the cross. And today we recognize in our church history, in our church calendar, as Palm Sunday. This is the day where we kind of see that Jesus came into Jerusalem riding on this donkey, and the crowds are spreading their cloaks and the palm branches out for the donkey to walk on. It was very much like an honor, like a processional. In fact, the idea of the cloaks and the palm branches goes back to the book of Kings, where when Jehu was coronated, he walked into the temple, and they had spread cloaks on the ground and palm branches. And so we get to see that this is like a king coming into where he's supposed to be. Matthew quotes Zechariah when he gives us this prophecy that's now being fulfilled. It's an interesting thing, because Jesus could have come to town in a lot of different ways, but he came in on a donkey. And, you know, he didn't come in a red chariot that was really decked out, you know, and had everything, the nicest stereo system and the best wheels in town. He didn't do that. He didn't come riding in on a white stallion. Can you imagine the normalness or the ordinariness of Jesus coming into town on this donkey? And the donkey was amazing because it was just such a surprise to everybody that Jesus would only be riding on a donkey. He should have been doing so much more. Now, there's some interesting things about donkeys. Has anybody here ever done the Grand Canyon ride on a donkey? Has anybody done the thing on the donkey? You know what the deal is there? I'm thinking about donkeys, and I'm thinking why did those old miners and everybody trekking through the Old West have things on a donkey instead of on a big old horse or something like that? And I know it's because they're more sturdy and stable than a horse. And so I'm thinking, well, that probably has to do with the fact that their legs are short and that they've got bigger hooves or something. I don't really know, but it just that they would just know how to be sturdy and stable. That was the real way that they did it. They would take their precious cargo, this gold, and they would put it on the back of a donkey because they couldn't trust a horse to be walking through the riverbeds and things like this. A horse might trip, and all of a sudden, this gold dust is back in the river where it may have started. And so they used a donkey. And I know the Grand Canyon thing. The reason that they'll do the pack trips down the trail into the Grand Canyon with donkeys instead of horses is because the donkeys don't fall over the edge. But what's really beautiful about the donkey trips down the Grand Canyon is the donkeys don't walk on the side where it's next to the wall. If you've ever heard and known anybody that's done this or you want to do it yourself, the donkeys walk right on the very edge of the trail. And it's like, A, it terrifies people, and it makes it worth the ride, I guess, is what you do. And so if you're leading the people down there, they just laugh at them being terrified because the stupid donkey won't get over next to the cliff or next to the safe part, but he's right there on the edge. And the reason is because the donkey isn't comfortable when he's hauling people or walking even down this trail, when he knows that there's an edge, that he can't really see the edge. What the donkey likes is to be right on the edge because then he can see what he's doing and he knows how to step and where to take that, just make that next step. And it's kind of an interesting thing. They're just so sure-footed. But part of the deal is they're just not afraid to be on the edge. In fact, they're more afraid to not know where the edge is than they are to be right on the edge. And there's something about this donkey that carries Jesus that I think we can learn a lesson from real fast. And so, kids, if you have ever heard anything from me this year, I want you to hear this today. And this will sound a little bit weird. I want you to be donkeys for Jesus. Okay? And you can think about Eeyore, you can think about Donkey from Shrek, you can think about zebra donkeys. Donkeys are never that exciting. They're not the big glamorous animal. They're not like giant horses or anything like this. But donkeys have a tendency to carry the most valuable of treasure, the most worthwhile of things. And Jesus says all of these illustrations as we've looked at the Bible in the last couple of weeks where he's just looking for us, for normal, ordinary people, to carry him into the world, to carry him into where he's supposed to be. Now, this story that we looked at in Matthew chapter 21 is a fairly interesting story because Jesus is going into Jerusalem and everybody's like celebrating and they're like, woohoo, this is great. Celebrating just like you guys did when we passed out our awards and things like that. But you know what? They were kind of teasing him. It wasn't really a real celebration. There, parts of it may have felt a little bit real, but it just wasn't totally real. In just 5 days from when Jesus came into Jerusalem, riding on this donkey and everybody saying Hosanna and singing all these praises to Jesus, just 5 days later, Jesus was going to be on the cross. And it's a tough thing to kind of think about that way. But Jesus went to Jerusalem, and he knew where he was going. He knew what was going to happen. When he went to Jerusalem, he said, go get this donkey and the little colt of a donkey or the little foal, the donkey's baby, and just bring them both, and we're going to need them. And when he said that, he was fulfilling the words of the prophet Isaiah, and he knew that this was going to be what we call the triumphal entry. This is going to be the place where Jesus comes as kind of King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But he knew that by fulfilling that prophecy that he was going to be fulfilling all the other prophecies, the prophecies that require Jesus to be a part of our lives. Now, if you heard me read the story, does anyone remember what Matthew called Jesus here in this story? He referred to him, when they said Hosanna, what did they say? Hosanna to who? The Son of David. That's kind of an interesting name for Jesus, the Son of David. And part of the reason they call him that is because in his family, he's related to David, and they wanted to get that out. But there's something about the Son of David, that name, that's important for us to know. If you look back through the book of Matthew, Matthew calls Jesus the Son of David 5 times, 4 other times besides this one. And each time when Matthew is referring to the Son of David, he's referring to the healer, to the one who delivers people. On one occasion, the son of David healed a blind man. On another occasion, the son of David drove out a demon. On another occasion, there was a demon being driven out. So if you look back through the book of Matthew, every time that they refer to Jesus as the son of David, they're calling him the healer, the deliverer, the one who saves. And so when they say Hosanna to the son of David, Hosanna means save us, Savior. It means save us, the one who delivers. And when Jesus came into Jerusalem, he came to deliver people. Now, this is what I want you to remember about being donkeys for Jesus. It's not the coolest thing in the world to be like a donkey. But the donkey that brought Jesus into Jerusalem was a special, special animal. It seems ordinary, but created for an extraordinary purpose. And I want you kids to know that you have the same thing. You get to go into different places. You get to go into your schools, into your homes, into your friends' lives. And each time you do that, you get to be like a donkey. You get the chance to carry Jesus into their lives, into homes, into the school, into your friendships at recess and places like that. I want you to know that sometimes it's not easy. Sometimes it's even kind of hard to kind of be a donkey for Jesus. Sometimes we want to think, oh, I want to be on the praise team like Mr. Kevin and Mr. Tim, Miss Katie or whatever, and I want to do that. Or maybe you want to be like the teacher in Awana's and you want to do that because everybody gets to look at you and it's kind of a neat thing. Oh, it's not as great as it sounds for the first thing, but the second thing is Jesus didn't come into town, into Jerusalem, big and flashy. He came in meek and lowly. Now the people recognized him as Jesus. In fact, there's more to this story that you could hear about someday, why the people were cheering for him and things. A lot of people didn't even know who he was, but some people did, the ones who'd been following him. And you're going to have people like that kind of know a little bit about Jesus and want to support you and want to, almost lost my Bible, want to help you and want to be an encouragement to you regarding Jesus. But sometimes it's like you're almost on your own and you're going to want to tell somebody something about Jesus. I just want you to know that if you can get yourself to the place where we call it humility, where you're willing to be even like a donkey, and you'll take Jesus into the places where he needs to be, even if it doesn't make you famous or popular, if you can take Jesus to people, you'll be doing what he wants you to do. And so guys, I want to encourage you to kind of think about that this summer. You're going to have all sorts of chances. You're going to trade Awana's in right now for other things, right? That's how come we end in April, really, you know? Got baseball starting, and soccer's getting to go pretty fast, and the sun stays up, and you're going to be at different places. And wherever you go, take Jesus there, okay? Just ordinary you, take Jesus to the places that you go. How do you do that? You tell people about him. You remember what he's doing for you, and you let people know about that. So does that sound good? Can you be donkeys for Jesus this year? All right. So what was donkey for Jesus say? Amen. Amen. We're Baptists, right? Say amen like a donkey. Let's hear that. Amen. There you go. That's good. You guys, thank you so much for your good year. I know there's one more night of Awana's, and it's a potluck potluck movie night. All right, good deal. Excellent. So 6 to 7:30 Tuesday night. You guys, let's have one more word of prayer, and I want to ask Jarrett, you are my favorite prayer of the year. Will you close us with a word of prayer? Or just do whatever you want to say, okay, bud?